The show is live and local. It's your local performance connection. And on today's program, I'll be talking with Jim Markham, who is leader of the Jim Markham Swing Band, and of a couple of other associated ensembles as well. But the Swing Band is going to be playing in Bloomington tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Miller Park Bandstand. And Jim Markham's band is based in Pekin, Illinois. So we'll be hearing from the band and from Mr. Markham himself in a few minutes. This weekend is Aaronfesh in Peoria, the big Irish festival there. Lots of local and visiting bands, and we'll be having at least one live on our show this week, the Shanties, and also hopefully have some other interviews with some of the other bands who are going to be involved there. Here's a band that we had live on our show some time ago, not going to be appearing at Aaronfesh, but certainly touring the country and the world. They're called Celtic Crossroads. And this is a tune of theirs called The Last Leviathan.
My soul has been torn from me.
It was a wonderfully talented band of young Irish musicians. They tour as the show called Celtic Crossroads. And you heard a tune of theirs called The Last Leviathan here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They were on our show, a couple years ago it might have been by now, maybe not quite, when they were going to be appearing at the Dowdna Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. I played them now, sort of by way of a preview of the Aaronfesh Irish Music Festival happening this weekend in Peoria, Friday through Sunday. Lots of local and visiting bands coming in from around the world, quite literally, and lots of different venues. You can check out their website. Aaronfesh is spelled E-R-I-N-F-E-I-S. Here's a very different type of Irish music band. They are a local group, Bloomington Normal-based, and you can hear them in various towns throughout our listening area. They're called Exorna, and this is a tune, two tunes of theirs, called The Moonshiner and Rye Whiskey.
I've been the moonshiner for many's a year, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. And go to some hollow and I'll set up my still, and I'll make you a gallon for a 10 shilling bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. I'll go to some hollow in this country, 10 gallons of wash, and I'll go on a spree. No women to follow, the world is all mine, and I love none so well as I love the moonshine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. Oh, moonshine, oh, moonshine, oh, how I love thee. You kill me, I'll father, and now you'll try me. Oh, bless all moonshiners and bless all moonshine, for its breath smells as sweet as the dew on the vine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry. And the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Jack of diamonds, I know you a hold. You rob my poor pockets of silver and gold. Beefsteak when I'm hungry, red liquor when I'm dry, greenbacks when I'm hard up, heaven when I die.
Rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die.
Well, I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. And if I get drunk, well, my money is my own, and them that don't like me can't let me alone.
Rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die.
Well, if the ocean was whiskey and I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom and I'd never come. But the ocean ain't whiskey and I ain't no duck, so I'll play these drunkard's hiccups and trust to my luck.
Rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die.
Rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die.
It was a Bloomington Normal-based band called Exorna, The Moonshiner, and Rye Whiskey here on Live and Local. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from Krannert Art Museum, marking the 50th anniversary with At 50, a celebration of the range of the museum's collection. There will be a public opening reception on Thursday, August 25th, from 6 to 7 p.m. The museum will be open until 9 p.m. Tomorrow night at the Miller Park Bandstand in Bloomington at 7:30, you can go out and hear the Jim Markham Swing Band. And in just a few minutes, I'll be talking to the leader of the band, Jim Markham, of course, who is also the lead trumpeter. Stay with us, and here's the band itself. That was a tune called Bandstand Boogie. performed by the Jim Markham Swing Band. They are going to be playing at Miller Park Bandstand in Bloomington tomorrow night at 7:30. And on the phone with me now on Live and Local is Jim Markham himself. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
So you are lead trumpeter in the band and also the founder and do everything else about running the group?
Yep. I book the band, sell the band, work the website, make sure I get all the band guys there and copy the music, tape it all together, put it in the folder, get the setup and tear down the band, get to do it all.
do you really get none of the other guys to help you?
Most of the stuff I do myself. I have one guy that he's kind of my right-hand man. He goes with me to every gig. His name is Don Jackson. He's from Pekin, a retired guy. He also plays trumpet. He takes care of any problems that we have. You know, if I got a cord that's bad or a light socket that quit or we need to repair a microphone, he's right there. Just give it to me and I'll fix it. So.
And you've been doing this for about the last 11 and a half years, looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
What gave you the idea to start the band in the first place?
I loved playing my horn in high school. When I got out of high school, I played with some groups that were around, and I thought, you know, this is going to be cool. I just need to get my band because I think I can make it work. So I started buying music and started buying equipment, and we put the band together and had a few practices. And I remember my first gig was Derby Days in Pekin, you know, and it's like, hey, I got a gig. And then my goal was to, if I can book the band at least once a month, this will be good. And it took right off. It took right off. And, you know, we play the old tunes. We play the new tunes. We have probably 400 charts in the book. And, you know, if somebody wants to hear a foxtrot or rumba or a cha-cha or Sesame Street or, you know, right down to the chicken dance, you know, we've got it. Pretty much all of it, and we try to, you know, have all the tunes, all the popular tunes, and kind of play the old stuff kind of with a twist, so it's the new version of the older tunes, and so we have a lot of fun.
I know on your website you refer to yourselves as small by big band standards, but packing a big punch.
Yeah.
11 folks in the group. What is the balance of
the
instruments?
Balance, we have lead alto, second alto, which was played with my daughter, Samantha, and she has just moved on to Millikan University, and so it's kind of hit and miss with her now. So I've got a kid from the high school that's been playing with us since April, learning the book, so he's been kind of tagging along, trying to help us out. He's doing a great job. And then I've got lead tenor, second tenor. Then in the back row, we've got the brass. I have three trumpets, one trombone, and I have bass, drum, and piano. And I might add, in the trumpet section, we do have a new member. So actually, it's a 12-piece band now. My young son, who is 13 years old, is a trumpet player. He has played for the last month in the band, and so I have 12 now.
13 years old. That's pretty good.
As a matter of fact, the saxophone player I've been using from the high school, he's 15, and so he was the youngest member of the band. And well, since my young son Blake has came aboard, he is now the official youngest member of the band. He's just starting eighth grade this year, and like I said, he's played the last couple jobs with us, and he is just having a blast.
So now, be honest with me, Jim. Is he in the band because he happens to be your son, or because he happens to be a really good trumpet player?
Both.
That's fantastic.
He does a good job. We played over in Champaign at Hessel Park a couple weeks ago. My right-hand man, Don, could not be there because of a previous engagement. And my young boy played that third book all by himself. And, you know, he's learning. He's learning. He made a lot of mistakes, but that's a lot of music to throw at somebody like that. You know, he sets his book up, sets his chair up, and we pull the tunes. He pulls them right down, and he starts and finishes with us. And there's some tough parts in there, but he's getting them. Every job, he says, I got some more notes to write, Dad. It's like, okay, keep working at it, bud. You know,
that's the goal.
He's having a great time.
Do you
he's a good kid. And he plays pretty well.
Do you mostly read at the gigs, or do you have rehearsal periods?
We haven't had a rehearsal in about 3.5 years.
Wow.
So we read it on the gig, and if there's anything that goes wrong, we know the next time it better not be wrong, and it works out pretty good. And sometimes the arrangements you get, most of the stuff we get is written for 18-piece, and we just play it with a downscale band. And so sometimes things are a little thin, or, you know, if there's something that might be on a third trombone solo, you know, one of the other guys will just take it, or so it works. And, you know, the band sounds full. It sounds like an 18-piece band, and it's a blowing band. The guys, some of the guys have come on with me, especially in the trumpet section. I got a couple of the guys that I've had hooked up for subs, and it's like, man, you got a good book here. It's like, I'm never this tired on playing another gig. It's like, oh, it's a blowing band. It is a blowing band.
So where do you get the arrangements? Do you make some of them yourself?
Sometimes we get them. Guys will arrange them for us, and sometimes we just buy them from the local music stores and just read them down and make them work.
So you can actually, you can buy full swing band charts from the local store?
Yeah, they're jazz band charts, yeah. And sometimes, you know, you get some of the Count Basie stuff that's been re-released, and it works, you know. Some of the Kenton stuff really doesn't work because we don't have a full bone section. You know, most of that stuff takes five bones or four, and we only have one. But we're kind of thinking about putting a second bone on just to fatten it up a little more, but... you know, then you add the cost of, you know, paying another man, and we're trying to keep it so it's affordable that, you know, people can still hire us and we can all, you know, make some McDonald's money and yeah. Have fun. But you add another mouth to feed, it kind of defeats the purpose. But, you know, we've been playing so much here lately that I think we could probably make it work, and it really wouldn't cut into the guys' pockets that much.
So when you go to a gig, does everybody drive separately? Do you meet somewhere and go together?
Most of the time, everybody's kind of on their own. You know, if we're playing like Champagne or something like that, we try to carpool a little bit. And I said before, my right-hand man, Don, he always rides with me. And he's always there for me. He might as well ride with me. He does everything else. So that him and the two kids ride with me, so that kind of works. But sometimes some of the other guys will carpool if we're going out of town. You know, they'll hook up and try to save on the gas.
Is everybody from Pekin?
No. Got guys from Metamora, Germantown, Pekin, Morton, Peoria, Canton. And, you know, sometimes we get subs. We get guys from Bloomington, Champaign.
How did you find the players in the first place?
Just from playing in other groups. You know, you always have a pen and paper handy. It's like, hey, what's your name? Give me your number. I may need you sometime. And you always get friends with everybody. And so we have quite a list of players because, you know, I mean, everybody's got other schedules other than my band. But, you know, you never know when you need a sub. And you call them, and the guys are always willing to play. So it works out pretty good.
Well, let's hear another tune from the band.
Okay.
When did you record these, by the way?
These were done in 02, or probably 02 or 03.
And in a studio recordings.
Studio recording. It was, yeah.
And this one is called Bye Bye Blackbird with the Jim Markham Swing Band. Jim Markham's my guest here on Live and Local, and they are going to be at Miller Park Bandstand in Bloomington tomorrow night at 7:30. Bye Bye Blackbird, which you may well have recognized in a performance here by the Jim Markham Swing Band, who are going to be playing Bloomington tomorrow night. Jim Markham's on the phone with me right now from Pekin on Live and Local. You have not only the swing band, but also a couple of subsets in the band, or at least one of them is a subset, the New Vintage Band. Looks like you've had a fair number of gigs this summer with that band as well. And then you have the Dixieland Jazz Band. That sounds like that could be a totally different set of music and set of musicians, is it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, with all the other small groups that I have, some of the same people play in those, and it's we basically, well, the New Vintage Band, I basically had to put this together because someone wanted a wedding band, and they had limited space. Money was no object on this particular event, but they wanted a small band. It's like, well, the most, you know, the least amount I could do would be with eight people in my swing band and make it still work. And he says, no, it's too big. I got to have four or five. I was like, well, I couldn't help her. So I was talking to one of the guys in the band. He said, oh, you should just put another book together. I was like, oh, you know, music's so expensive. I don't know if I can really do that. So, well, I let him talk me into it. So I started buying some small band charts. And we put the New Vintage Band together, and it's kind of a downsized version of the swing band. It's kind of got more rock and roll stuff in it with just horns, no vocal. Basically, it's trumpet, saxophone, trombone, and then rhythm section. And so we do pretty well with that. And it's also, you know, we can use that if people are on a really tight budget. We can work that little band a little cheaper than the swing band, and then the Dixieland Band, I kind of put it together just kind of as a passerby type band. If we play like at some coffee shops and some little park gigs where people are just walking by, they can just kind of sit and listen or drink their coffee or whatever. And it's not like a show type band, but and we do some parades with it and some park concerts, and we have fun with it. We have fun with it. But the main emphasis is on the swing band and the New Vintage Band. But if somebody wants to hear some Dixieland at a coffee shop, yeah, we'll go play.
Well, it sounds like you got just about any excuse necessary to go out and keep playing.
I know it.
When we started talking, you said when you got the band going, you had to buy all the equipment and so on. What kind of equipment do you have to start up a swing band, the music?
So you're going to have some kind of sound system and some speakers and microphones and microphone stands and cables and lights and power cords and power boxes. And it ran into a big chunk of money trying to put everything together, and some of the stuff we bought used, and some of it we bought new, and then over the years, you know, we've upgraded and got some better quality stuff and better mixers and better amplifiers, and we got a pretty good setup right now. We can do a big park concert and have plenty of power, or if we need something small, like a small inside gig, then we can scale it down and still have plenty of everything we need.
So do you have to get those, I don't know what you call them, they're the stands that the sax players usually have, since they're in the front row, and they usually have like a little symbol of whatever the band is called.
Yeah, I had to buy those too.
What do you call those things?
They're just stand fronts.
Stand fronts.
Yeah.
Because I know it seems like every big band has got those.
Yeah, there's several styles that you can get. The ones that we have for the swing band are kind of like made out of wood, and they take a beating, and then, you know, you have to get them lettered and everything, and we've had those since the beginning. And then like for the New Vintage Band, I got hooked up with an outfit out of St. Louis, and they're plastic, but they look like cardboard. They're really lightweight and they're really durable, and I even ended up getting some of those for the Dixieland Band too, and they just work. They just work.
So you got your own logo that's right in the front of those?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And the swing band doesn't really have a logo. It just says Jim Markham Swing Band, and it's kind of in a half moon type thing. The Dixieland Band has got like a picture of an old New Orleans style trumpet on it. It says Jim Markham's Dixieland Jazz Band. And then the New Vintage Band, it says Jim Markham New Vintage Band. It's got a picture of a trumpet standing up on end with like champagne bubbles coming out of the top of it. That's kind of neat.
Yes, I always thought those things were curious. I don't know why, and I never knew what they're called. So they're just stand fronts.
Just
that's
stand
it,
fronts,
huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not as complicated as I might have thought for some reason. So when you guys go out and play, do you typically do dances or lots?
We do everything.
What kinds of
we'll do dances,
settings?
Park concerts, anniversary parties, street dances, backyard parties. You know, if somebody wants a band and a car show. We got a car show coming up next month, and they wanted to hear some good old music. And I say, I can do that. And they listen to the sound clips on the website and said, this is just what we want. And, I mean, we even play nursing homes sometimes. And, you know, those older folks, they don't get a chance to get out, but, you know, they were brought up around this era of music. And, you know, if we can give back to the community a little bit and let them hear some music, and they really enjoy it. And so sometimes we'll just go do an hour concert for those folks and just go play and have a good time.
How many of the nursing homes have a space that's big enough to fit a whole band in there?
Yeah, they do. You know, we just do it without any sound system. We just kind of go play and then just kind of make that work. And
so you said in reference to the new vintage band that you didn't have a vocal. I assume that the swing band does.
No, we don't. We tried the vocal thing a couple times and it just didn't work because I had several vocals, and it's like, well, here you got your vocalist sitting there, and, well, what do you do? It's just kind of a weird thing. It's like, well, they don't sing on every song, and so we just kind of decided not to have a vocalist anymore.
I didn't know if having one in the, when you said the small group didn't, if that implied that the big one did, but apparently not.
Nah, like I said, we tried it a couple times with the swing band, and it just seemed like the person was sitting there doing nothing, and it's like, you know what, we discontinued the vocalist program.
What's the farthest afield that you guys have traveled to do a gig?
We have went to Indiana. We've played Davenport. Probably Indiana's the farthest that we've been, and it was a pretty nice deal. It was an overnighter, and it was pretty cool. We did really well. It was a big wedding, and it was a good time. They really took care of us, and you know, they put us up in a hotel, and it was good. We played the it was outside. It was really, really hot, and but it was fun.
And you just heated things up a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you, I mean, since you've been doing this for about 11 years, have you found the demand for swing music to have gone up or down?
Up. It's amazing to see these young kids dancing the jitterbug and stuff like that. Sometimes you get so wrapped up watching the crowd, it's like, wow, these kids are really doing it. You know, they're just up and down, round the back, in between legs, up over the shoulders. Crazy, and they can dance all night.
Because I thought I'd here at the University of Illinois, I seem to remember several years ago that there was a bit of a swing dance upturn and becoming more popular among younger people, and I didn't know if that was still continuing or not.
Oh yeah, Champaign's got a swing society, and I know over in Peoria they got a little swing society, and It's nuts. I mean, these kids can dance, and they will dance and dance and dance until you quit playing, and then they put on CDs, and they keep on going. They just never stop.
So when you say kids, are you talking about college age
college
or high
kid,
school
yeah.
age?
College age, and even some of the younger ones. We were, like I said, we were at Hessel Park a couple of weeks ago, and there was everybody, young kids, college kids, even some older folks out there just dancing, just kept on going.
Well, I would think especially the older folks.
Yeah.
Because you said that's a style that many are used to from long ago, and
mm-hmm.
It seems that there's a number of bands. So we actually talked to somebody earlier, on last week's show. There's a number of bands around our listening area. Certainly, do you ever have a gig where you have several bands on the same gig? Have you done any of those, like sort of a battle of the bands kind of thing?
Never got into that. I try to avoid that, I guess. I know they have some of that around here, around Peoria, and we just I don't know. I just never got into it. I don't know.
Did you just not get asked?
So
far?
I never did get asked, and it's like, I guess maybe we were just always working and just didn't, I guess I never investigated it.
If you did get asked, would you do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would do. I try to never say no on a gig.
Well, I remember, this is probably several years ago now, at the Krannert Center in Urbana, they brought up a couple of bands from, it seems to me, one was from St. Louis, maybe, and one from New Orleans, and they did a Battle of the Bands kind of thing. Mm. Oh, no, one was from San Antonio, Texas, because it was from their show called Riverwalk Live from the Landing, and they had the Jim Cullum Jazz Band.
Okay.
And they called it a Battle of the Bands, but, you know, nobody ever won. So maybe if they're all that friendly, there's no real pressure. What do you do when you're not doing doing music, Jim? Or when you're not doing the bands, anyway?
Little everything. Day job is selling auto parts. I just, you know, do that during the day and then do the music, you know, at night or on the weekends. And so it just keeps me busy.
And is that pretty much true for most of the other guys in the band, the ones who aren't students, that they've got?
They've got day jobs, and then a couple of the guys are retired, which is okay. So we got a vast array of age in the band. So
you go from 13, which is your son, up until how old, I think?
I think Don, let's see, he's probably 65, 6 maybe.
Yeah, so some really good role models for your youngest there.
Yes. All ages in this band.
That sounds fantastic.
Well, we try to have fun, you know. And one thing I'd like to do is I'd try to get some of the high school kids from around Pekin here involved and show them, you know, what's out there other than just the high school. And, you know, I try to have them sit in from time to time. And it's just so they can have a good time and, you know, see what's out there. And we have a good time.
So there are music programs in the school in Pekin?
Yeah. You know, you got marching band, jazz band, concert band, and I got hooked up with some of the kids that are in jazz band, and then we'll have them sit in with the band once in a while just to give them some experience and let them have a good time.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, it's the Jim Markham Swing Band. They're going to be at Miller Park Bandstand in Bloomington tomorrow night at 7:30. And then what's your next gig after that one, Jim?
The next one after that is... I have to look.
Looks like maybe the new Vintage Band is the next one coming up.
Yeah, I got to look. I can't remember. Without my calendar, I'd be lost.
Well, they can. Folks can check your website in that case. It's just Jim Markham Swing Band, and that's MARKUM, swingband.com. And you got the schedule there for the Swing Band, the new Vintage Band, and the Dixieland Jazz Band.
Yeah.
And all Jim's contact info if you want to hire one of those groups, which I'm sure would be welcome.
Heck yeah.
Jim, thanks very much for joining us. And
you're welcome.
Let's go out with another of your tunes. This is, folks will know this pretty quickly, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, played by the Jim Markham Swing Band, who are going to be in Bloomington tomorrow night, 7:30, free program at the Miller Park Bandstand. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. And our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. One of the groups that's going to be playing in our area this coming weekend is Black Magic Johnson, a blues band who are going to be playing twice in Peoria on Friday at the Barbecue Blues Fest in downtown Springfield. They're playing at 7:15 Friday, and then they'll be at Floyd's Thirst Parter later in the evening, starting about 9 o'clock. Back in March, Black Magic Johnson, who was led by singer and drummer Reggie Britton, were in our studio playing live for the hour, and I thought I'd play part of that show, about 15 minutes worth. It includes a couple of the live tunes that they did, one of which Reggie introduces.
Yeah, we're going to do a little tune that we recorded. We recorded this at a friend of ours in Chillicothe at his studio. And, man, we had such a great time up there. We went up there. My first time. I don't like studios. Studios are kind of like the doctor's office, you know. It's one of those things to, every time I went into the studio, I've always had one of those bad studio experiences to where when you're playing and somebody would say, oh, man, wait a minute, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? Or this doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right. You know, they kind of pick you apart like and I always come out a wreck out of the studio. But this time, this studio experience was actually different. It was
It was a lot different. There was bourbon on Friday night.
Yeah, and then there
all
was...
all different types.
Yeah.
So that would make any experience feel better, right?
Yeah. Yes, it was really a good experience.
It was like an indoor camping trip.
Yeah, it was. It was, because we popped in there on a Friday night, and I think we came out on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just kind of camped out inside the studio, and it was great. The only time we went out was when we went out to get some food. And I remember we showed up there that Friday, and it was probably about like 4:30 or something like that. Still daylight outside and what have you. And we go in and we play. And then we decided to take a break and we came outside and it was daylight still. And I thought it was still Friday, but actually it was Saturday.
Again, the bourbon.
So this tune was, I wrote this tune with a very good friend of mine. He played guitar on the Food for Thought CD. His name is Raul. We call him Raul, but his name is Scott Neese. He passed away last year around December. And this was one of our kind of collaboric ideas of a tune, a little tune called Blues Traveler. And it goes a little something like this.
Another happy song.
Another happy song, yes.
Reggie is known for happy songs.
Yes, yes. Up a suitcase, and down the road I go. Got traveling on my mind, that woman in my soul. Seems like the same old highway, city, same old street. Feel like I was born to run with rubber on my feet, baby. Baby, what you doing? Honey, what's that you say? I've got to go, but I'll be back again someday. A blues traveler traveling, baby. Said I'm a blues traveler, and I'm traveling, baby. Yeah. Somewhere in Texas, San Antonio, Dallas, too. That's where I lost you, baby. Where I found my blues. Knock at the door, baby. Said, where you been? And
Every time you leave, honey, seems like I lost another friend. And so baby, where you going? Honey, what's that you say? I've got to go, but I'll be back again someday. Mm-hmm. I'm a blues traveler, traveling, baby. Said I'm a blues traveler, and I'm traveling, baby. Yeah. Hey, Alice, travel on, man, travel on. In my soul, knock at the door, and baby said, where you been? And every time you leave, baby, seems like I lost another friend. And baby, where you going? Honey, what's that you say? I've got to go, baby, but I'll be back again someday. A blues traveler traveling. I'm a blues traveler, and I'm traveling, baby. Yeah. Blues traveler, I'm traveling, baby. Say yes, I'm a blues traveler. Blues traveler, and I'm traveling down the road. Said I'm a blues traveler. Said, pick my pole and line and down to the river I go. Put my stanky feet in the water, babe, and wiggle my toes. I'm a blues traveler. Blues traveler, travel on, baby, baby. Said, travel on, baby.
Blues Traveler with Black Maddie Johnson. Tell me about this box that you're sitting on and playing.
This box is called a cajon.
How do you spell that?
Oh.
Is this a test?
Yeah, yeah.
C-A-H-U-N-E.
It's a C-A-H-U-N-E, I think it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, way back in the day, when I was young, way back in the day, several hundred years ago, they used to
say you're of indeterminate age, visually speaking.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Can't tell.
They used to have a guitar players used to, well, acoustic guitar players, old blues players would play a stomp box, and my Uncle James had one. We didn't really call him a guitar player. He was more of a beer drinker, sort of stomp box guitar player guy. But anyway, he would he made a couple of these things, and they were built low to the floor, and they would have guitar strings in them, and they would use their foot to stomp on them, the heel to get a bass note, and the toe to get a little snare note. And down south in Memphis, I think it was, where fruit used to come in the wooden crates. A lot of the guys down there who played a lot of the reggae guys that played in reggae bands they took that stomp box idea and converted it upright and just took the fruit box and put bass strings in it, and they would sit on it and play it. It was real easy for all those guys to get their equipment in, because usually the bands were pretty big. You know, it was probably 8-9 piece bands, and you have guys with congas and bongos and all kinds of things going on, and so they would fit into these small clubs, and the thing would be is to get in, you know, the little smaller places where they could play their music. Well, to take a big old drum set in there, it would take up most of the room. So they converted those little stump boxes upright, and they would play these little cajuns in place of a drum set. And they would build these things, and it was a lost thing for a while, for a long while.
Well, Reggie doesn't really play a big kit anyway. He plays a kick and a snare.
And a hi-hat and
two cymbals, and he gets really froggy. He'll bring out a ride. So
yeah.
And tell him how that happened.
What?
Because from what you told me, there's a decision as to how that came about.
Yeah, well, it's it was always one of those things to where if we had a lot of room and if we had horn players, if we were going to have a bigger sound, I would bring out a ride cymbal to really add to the bigger sound. And we had this running joke that we would always say, it depends on how much the club is playing that they would get a ride cymbal or not, you know.
It's paying.
It depends on how much they were paying us. Are they paying us enough for a ride cymbal? We'll just leave it at home.
Well, and we're paying you so much that you didn't bring any cymbals at all.
Well, yeah. I bought the cajun.
Well, I know when you said you just had this little, I couldn't even picture anything from the email or phone description, whatever it was that you told me about this thing that you bring. And then I walked in and, it's this box. It's just sitting on a box.
Uh-huh.
And this one is strung with cello strings inside, you said?
Yeah, it is. And I was surprised to find one. I heard that they had started making them again. They started making them on a professional level. And I hadn't seen anybody play a cajun in years. And I forgot what show I was watching. I was watching, I can't remember what it was. Well, anyway, this guy was playing with Eric Clapton, and they were doing an acoustic thing. And he had, you might have seen this, he had the Boss, Bruce Springsteen, playing with him. And the guy that was playing bass and the drummer in the back, as you look, you know, as they were up front, but you can see him in the back, the guy was actually playing a cajun. Hmm. And I was like, hey,
if Clapton and Springsteen can do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got this as a Christmas.
Hey, you don't need a roadie, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
When you're your own roadie, you just make it as easy as possible.
Exactly. When I was playing drums for Oysters and Eddie Snow and whatever, and of course Dan and I played with Eddie Snow, and I had a big drum set, and I tell you, the drummer is always the first one to show up and the last one to leave. So, you know, I said, it's funny, but I don't get paid by the pound. So I decided to just break my kit down to the basic necessities to groove with and actually, you know, keep the feel moving.
Let's have another tune from Black Magic Johnson.
All right. We're going to do another song that's going to be on our upcoming CD. I wrote this song back in 1946.
I thought it was 47.
Somewhere back in there. I got Anheuser's. I can never remember what it was, what date it was. But actually, I wrote this song probably about a year or so ago. It's a little fun tune. Actually, it's a pickup song off of a Coco Taylor tune. So, a little tune called Hey Baby. Another happy song.
Yeah, we like happy songs. And the blues is always so happy.
It is. And it goes a little something like this. Oh, give me a C. Ah, beautiful. Sounds like church, man. I said, hey, baby, I'm in love with you. I said, hey, baby, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you, baby, yeah, you know it's true. Do anything you want me to do. Baby, what you heard is true.
I'm in love with you. Hey, hey, baby, I want to hold your hand. I say, hey, hey, baby, I want to hold your hand. Say, I want to hold you, baby, hold your hand. You be my woman, and I'll be your man. Baby, what you heard is true, said I'm in love.
Cha-cha, Black Magic Johnson here on Live and Local. They are Reggie Britton on the drums and the vocals, Dan Grover and Alex Rogers on the guitar, and you're hearing them here on Live and Local. And that segment was actually taken from a show that Black Magic Johnson did for us live here in our studio back in March, on the 25th to be precise. I played that segment today because Black Magic Johnson is going to be in Springfield for two shows this Friday. They'll be participating in the Barbecue Blues Fest in downtown Springfield. They go on about 7:15. And then at 9 o'clock Friday night, they'll be at Floyd's Thirst Parlor. And I presume they'll have the full band with them. Here's some other things going on in our listening area the next couple of days. Cornstalk Theater in Peoria is presenting Arsenic and Old Lace, Under the Tent in Bradley Park, 7:30 tonight through Saturday. Grady Champion plays the blues in Springfield at the Alamo tonight at 8:30. Also in Springfield, it's Frank Parker's Jambalaya Jazz Jam at the Brewhouse. The Schroeder Evans Big Band is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Grassroots Revival play bluegrass at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood tomorrow evening at 5:30. Eva Hunter is at Marley's Pub in Springfield tomorrow night at 10. And it's B.B. King, the great blues man, with guests Mississippi Heat. They're going to be at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign tomorrow night at 7:30. And on Wednesday, it's the Chris Maxey Trio playing blues at Cafe Andiamo in Springfield. That's at 5 o'clock Wednesday evening. I'll be off tomorrow. I'll be back with a show on Wednesday, actually focusing on the music of Miriam Makeba, the wonderful South African musician. It's a focus of an exhibition which includes a lot of her recorded music at the Cranford Art Museum that's happening currently on the University of Illinois campus. So that'll be Wednesday's show. You're listening to 90.9 WYLFM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We have support also from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. It's 85 degrees at a minute past 1 o'clock.